Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Every day is victory day. I love good, clean, healthy competition. Track and field is the supreme sport of dynamic competition, but then there are other sporting activities that produce great winners. Then there are people who are academic winners, like some of our kids who will be graduating high school this season with tons and tons of scholarships to top universities and colleges. Then there are such activities like the spelling bee and debating competition. But there are some ugly contests like the senseless wars raging across the global community. Choose any one of the conflicts that is currently being fought, and I can tell you that whenever any one of them ends, no one will win. Because the war was senseless and destructive, especially when you think of the scores of human lives who are, including innocent children, who are recklessly killed from day to day because of these insane ways of settling matters. But that is not what I'm here to talk about today. I'm talking to the ever-growing community of Christians, many of them who do not think of winning as part of their reality. Many Christians, we go through life struggling and never really enjoying their walk with Jesus. And we literally spend our time with our attention turned towards glory land. Will I stop by to talk to my brothers and sisters who are barely making it, those of us who are enduring to the end? Listen to me well. You are already a winner. Begin to think like one, because Jesus has made you a winner. Let us revisit Joshua's story and the date when God formally installed him as the new leader of the Hebrew people who were migrating to the promised land. On that very special day, listen to what God said to him. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1 verses 3 to 5. Did you hear the word winner there? The man gave a new meaning to champion because he won more battles than his predecessor Moses. And mind you, Moses was no fluke. Moses was a winner. Joshua demolished opposition like knocking down men on a football field on the way to a thrilling touchdown. Joshua was a champion of champions. I was going to talk about Noah, but to you, it is no secret. Noah was at a great disadvantage when he started building the ark, because what he was preparing against, world history up until then said that nobody had ever seen rain, let alone a flood. Consequently, not even his closest neighbors went into the ark. But it happened. The flood came and wiped out the whole population except Noah. 8 humans were saved and they came off the boat being humble, but Noah deserves a trophy, a winner's trophy. So here are some reasons that you need to adopt a winner's attitude. Winner, listen to me well. John 10 verse 10 says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Pause right there. I just heard that there is a public enemy number one that attacks, harasses, and terrorizes the Christian community day after day after day. Some of us get it worse than others, and many times you feel you're no match to the enemy. Hello. Before you accept this as your fate until Jesus comes, I've got to tell you something. Rewrite that story. You are not a defeated Christian, because right after Jesus said what he said about the thief, he assuredly said, I am come to give you life more abundantly. That, my friend, should be the victory chant as you face the heat of the battle that Satan brings your way from day to day. Remind him very clearly that your Jesus has given you abundant life. So on my worst day, I am still standing because I've got Jesus on my side. You still think this is psychobabble, right? Let me use my favorite passage and a very great statement made by Jesus. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 18. You must be hard of hearing, because my Bible quotes Jesus as saying, the church I am going to build is a champion church because of its foundation. And as a result, Satan and his next revised version of attack pales into insignificance because Jesus has made it clear. I know who you are, Satan, but this time you are going to find out from experience, and soon the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. Friends, I cannot make this up. I cannot imagine this might be or not. Jesus was distinctly committed. The gates of hell, the most powerful perspective that he could raise. You are winners because you signed up in the army of the Lord. You are accepted as a member of Jesus's crew, the church, and the most winnable group here on planet Earth. But there's one big one I cannot end without sharing with you. Paul asked a question laced with defiance and confidence all at the same time. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then he lists seven horrible, shameful, humiliating experiences. And when he chops down those things and more, he has inscribed in the new season something. Here, Paul, as he jumps to his mighty conclusion, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8, verses 35 to 37. I am immensely delighted that he did not say, we'll be more than conquerors. Rather, he said that we are more than conquerors, which means that it is right now in the present tense that we are more than conquerors. And take my word for it. Your marriage is broken down, you're more than a conqueror. Financial problems, you're more than a conqueror. You got a terrible diagnosis, you are more than a conqueror. And you are not a loser, as Satan would have you to think. I'm going to stop, but not because I've run out of more convincing arguments. Rather, I am committed to drive home this message to you. We are more than conquerors through Jesus. Repeat that. We are more than conquerors through Jesus. Him and him alone will be able to lead us into victory right now in our present life. Sometimes you get discouraged, but winners, we celebrate. Winners are great because of who lives inside of us. You're a winner. Let me say that again. You are a winner. Amen.